For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. As the partial government shutdown drags on, the president says he needs to deal directly with Democratic leaders, but they need to agree to fund his border wall. Washington Post senior correspondent Dan Balls tells CBS's Face the Nation this will probably be resolved.
But the question is how long each side is prepared to hold out, and I think at some point there will be enough pain and suffering and complaints and issues that pop up as a result of the hardships caused by government being shut down that will eventually force a solution.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells NBC's Meet the Press the president has some flexibility.
Call it a wall, call it a fence. The president actually said he didn't care what you call it. He says as long as it's effective, he doesn't care what you call it. We need something to prevent people from coming into this country illegally.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Actor Kevin Spacey will have his day in court. WBZ reporter Bill Marcus.
Actor Kevin Spacey is being summoned to appear in Nantucket District Court in person Monday to answer a charge of indecent assault and battery on a person over 14. The actor is accused of groping the 18-year-old son of a local TV anchor 2 summers ago after plying the young man with drinks at a Nantucket restaurant where the young man worked as a busboy. Bill Marcus, Boston.
Top White House aides say U.S. troops won't leave northeastern Syria until the Islamic State is defeated and allies are protected. That means a pause to a withdrawal, which was initially thought to have been completed within a few weeks. National Security Advisor John Bolton says there's now no timetable.
We're going to be discussing the president's decision to withdraw, but to do so from northeast Syria in a way that makes sure that ISIS is defeated and is not able to revive itself and become a threat again.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
USA's Chris Barnes has the chilling details of a new study on ice cubes.
Would you like that on the rocks? Because researchers say you may want to hold off on that. A food safety specialist at North Carolina State University says bacteria and viruses from E. coli to Salmonella can live in freezing temperatures, meaning they could be alive and living in your ice cubes. Experts say people can avoid contaminated ice and prevent the bacteria from spreading by using purified water, also by washing your hands, using ice scoops when serving the ice, and regularly cleaning your freezer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Texas authorities have now charged one suspect in the shooting death of a young girl, and they're searching for a second one. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more.
A 20-year-old suspect in the December 30th murder of 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes of Houston has confessed to driving the car the fatal shot was fired from. Harris County, Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says Eric Black Jr. did not act alone, and they're looking for another suspect.
This was likely a case of mistaken identity, where the intended targets were likely someone else, but instead they fired upon LaPortia, Jasmine, and her siblings.
A video law enforcement released earlier of a red pickup with a white driver is now believed to be of a witness to the shooting of a suspect. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.